It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you stop by the Denver airport this morning, you're likely to find plenty of Democrats heading home, heading for the rest of the campaign, which includes a major effort to take over some Republican real estate in the U.S. Senate. Two of the seats that Democrats want are currently held by retiring Republicans in Colorado and New Mexico. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has more on two congressmen named Udall with their eyes on the Senate.
They're cousins. Mark Udall is running here in Colorado. His dad was Mo Udall, an Arizona congressman who ran for president in 1976. Tom Udall is running in New Mexico. His father, Stuart, was Secretary of the Interior in the 60s. We'll start with cousin Tom.
You know, sometimes people throw out the dynasty word, and dynasties are for kings, but I really think our focus is that we're very proud of our public tradition.
This is Mark.
Tom's my best friend in Washington, and we share a similar outlook. We're proud Democrats, but in our history and the history of the West, you work with everybody. And that's Tom's approach, that's my approach, and we're going to take that to the Senate.
These two have been in the House of Representatives for 10 years, but the issues they're talking about are the 2008 issues the party hopes will win over the West. Here's Tom Udall. He's running in New Mexico.
You know, the West is going to be at the forefront of where we go on energy. There's a lot of talk and debate about energy. It's out here. The energy resources are here in the West. So this is a big opportunity for the West and the states of Colorado and New Mexico to make a real difference on things.
They also emphasize pragmatism over partisanship, and they're both environmentalists. This time, we're going to Mark, the Colorado Udall.
Mother Nature bats last out here. You need to put the irrigation systems in place. You have to have hospitals for your parents when they get ill. You have to educate your children, and you only do that by working together out here.
Both Colorado and New Mexico have large Hispanic populations, part of the new political reality that Democrats hope will work for them. Tom Udall now represents Hispanic northern New Mexico.
My state is heavily Hispanic. It's 42% Hispanic, 10% Native American. We're a majority-minority state. I mean, this is the way the nation is going. We're a predictor, and we're also a melting pot, pulling people together and getting them focused on the big issues that face us in this century.
And again, the Udall cousins are both working a theme that the Republican Party has changed into something Mountain State voters no longer support. Here's Mark Udall, who represents a relatively liberal congressional district north of Denver.
Underlying a lot of this is the live and let live attitude here about your private lives. And Republicans have clearly overreached where you worship, what choices you make about having a family, whether you own a farm. That's nobody's business but your own. Democrats better reflect that point of view than Republicans do in the West. And that's a part of why we've had successes.
For that to continue, much may depend on Barack Obama. Tom Udall has already campaigned for him with Hillary Clinton, who's very popular in northern New Mexico.
She really rallied her supporters, and she connected with them and said, I want you all to go out and work for Barack Obama. And all of us are going to be working hard to get out the story of Barack Obama.
More from Mark Udall.
I think in the West, we still have a frontier mentality where you have a fresh start. You can redefine yourself. You look to embrace what makes America what it is. And Barack Obama's another one of those Western stories.
Mark Udall's opponent has been running nonstop negative ads, and Udall has dropped in the polls. Tom Udall is doing better in northern New Mexico so far. His opponent is another congressman strong in the southern part of that state. Team Udall has been a hit in the House for a decade, but it's not at all clear that both will make it to the Senate. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Denver.